Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Strike your colors, you brazen winch. Does this be Brazen Winch Productions? Arr!
Hey there, folks. JC Delatorre here, creator of Continuum Force. And coming this 4th of July, we have a special exclusive episode of Continuum Force for our Patreon supporters. It is the one that everybody's been waiting for because this is when we go back in time to visit Valley Forge and George Washington. And again, this is only available on Patreon, and you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. Now, I know some of you are worried that you're going to be missing important plot points in the overall story arc for Continuum Force for this season. The good news is you won't be missing anything that affects the overall story arc. However, there are some important things that happened in this episode, and it's definitely an exciting episode that you're not going to want to miss. So come on and join us. It should be fun, it doesn't cost a lot of money, and it's a 4th of July celebration given to you by TFA Entertainment. So come join us at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment.
This episode of Continuum Force contains discussion of sexuality and sexual situations. While safe for work, as this is more of a technical discussion, parental discretion is suggested.
Project Continuum, Senate Subcommittee Mission Log, audio version. Senators, please remember this recording is classified top secret, Mobius, and the contents should not be removed from these secured chambers. No recording devices, cell phones, or other copying devices are permitted while this audio is playing. Upon completion, please return the container of the recording to the courier. Transcripts provided are for your eyes only. Mission 221735 ACES. The following is recorded from the Continuum Base, Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana.
Bannard, we've been over this.
With all due respect, sir, I don't care how many times we've been over this. I can't continue to put my team in jeopardy without Ace.
Colonel Dannard, we're working on finding you a replacement string theorist.
I don't want a replacement! I want Ace!
Well, you can't have Ace. She's gone, Colonel. You've read the file. You've listened to her recordings. What's left of them, anyway. What more is there left to be said?
There must be a way.
No, you can't take her out of the past and bring her to the present. It's too late. She's part of the events.
Explain to me again why we can't just pop in from a few days after we left her.
Just that it'll rip a hole into space and time. That's all.
Oh, bullshit!
Colonel, that will be enough.
Sir, yes, sir.
Thank you.
No! Alala is spouting some nonsense technobabble about ripping holes into space-time. Meanwhile, Ace is lost, fighting for her life even.
We've all listened to the tapes, Colonel. I think the evidence is irrefutable. We can't get her. We never got her.
But why? What's stopping us from popping in a year later, or 5 years later, or the next day? I just don't get it.
Colonel, if she was here, she'd be able to explain it and probably tell us we can't go.
Would you want to be left behind, Lieutenant? You, Borman? Eli?
I know I wouldn't want the universe ripped apart to save me.
But how do we know that will happen? It's all a theory. And hell, the bogeys and now the Rosicrucians are changing our past all the time. It's dangerous, sure, but it's not seen us implode or explode or whatever the hell is supposed to happen. This whole thing is utter nonsense.
Well, it's all moot now. The General has ordered us not to do anything.
Which is why I now have to ask you all to look the other way.
Colonel.
What are you thinking, Colonel?
I'm going to steal the bee and go save Ace.
Ah, yes. Leslie. Come. Come in.
Your Highness?
Please. Alexander.
As you wish.
I wanted to talk to you. Your engineering prowess helped us build our siege engines. It will only be moments before the wall falls at Miletus.
Anything I can do to help your Majesty.
Be my wife.
Sire?
I need a wife. I need offspring. You could be the queen of my new empire.
I'm sorry, sire, but no, I cannot.
You love another?
No, it's not that. I can't give you what you want.
You don't like men?
Men, woman, you see, I am not interested in sexual relations.
I know what you mean.
Oh?
Out of duty. I am asked by my generals to marry and be fruitful so the legacy can continue. I've never really had an interest in it.
You love Hephaestion?
I do. He is my Eremonius, my junior lover. Yet...
Something seems to be missing?
I've always hated sleep and sex. They remind me of my mortality.
Yet you can love Hephaestion.
Indeed. We are great friends. Companions. I love spending time with them. We talk. Philosophize. It is a partnership.
In my country, you are like me. We call it being asexual.
Yes, that odd country of yours with no kings. Where is it again?
Beyond the seas, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes. You protect your America. I'm sure I'll come across it one day. What is this asexual you've labeled me as?
It is not a label, Alexander. It is just a way of living.
Okay.
You see, you accept yourself in the way the gods made you. You're incredibly intelligent, a brilliant tactician, and an amazing leader.
Of course. And thank you.
You also have to accept that when you are asexual, you are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. Just because others are into sex or motivated by it doesn't mean you have to be.
All of my generals think otherwise.
Cultural biases will always be a struggle for people like us, Your Highness. Even those we care about and love will find it difficult to understand and push their thoughts and feelings upon us. It's not about meeting the right guy or the right woman. You must be true to yourself. Does Hephaestion understand your lack of intimacy doesn't mean a lack of interest in him?
It is a struggle at times. But yes, I believe he does and has begun to accept it. He also understands my duty, that I must take wives and try to have an heir.
But not with me.
It is in my power to command it. You are a barbarian slave, after all.
But you won't.
No, my dear, I won't.
Colonel, what do you think you're doing?
What do you mean, Sally?
You are not authorized to be on the Continuum B. There are no scheduled missions.
This one is a clandestine mission.
I'm sorry. I cannot allow that, sir.
AI override. Authorization Dannard. 0010. Override.
You can't do that, sir. You must have a second.
He does.
And a third.
Confirmed.
Dr. Alala. Buzz. What are you doing here?
Same as you, Flyboy. We're gonna go get our geek girl back.
Look, if you're gonna try this, Dannard, I need to go on this mission with you. We're likely to encounter some serious Heisenberg particles that could not only destroy the ship, but the fabric of reality itself.
Reporting for duty, sir.
We're here for you, Colonel.
Guys, I can't ask you to do this. You're jeopardizing your careers. Your future's with the project.
I'm going. I'm protecting the project, the ship, and the mission by going.
And you need a fantastic pilot to pull this off.
But we'll settle for Buzz.
We all care about Ace, Colonel. Tran's not too happy about it, but she understands.
I appreciate that. All of you. Thank you.
Claire here with a special announcement. Contrary to popular belief, I didn't cancel Dr. Geek's laboratory. It fell into development purgatory thanks to MacGuffinite crystals or some such science from fiction nonsense. I've put an end to that. I locked all the staff inside the laboratory for the duration of the crisis. Now they can create 24/7 without petty distractions like home lives or free will. Look for new Dr. Geek episodes coming soon. The Gay Dynamics, last up against the wall when the robots rise.
Hey there, folks. JC Delatorre here, creator of Continuum Force. And coming this 4th of July, we have a special exclusive episode of Continuum Force for our Patreon supporters. It is the one that everybody's been waiting for because this is when we go back in time to visit Valley Forge and George Washington. And again, this is only available on Patreon, and you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. Now, I know some of you are worried that you're going to be missing important plot points in the overall story arc for Continuum Force for this season. The good news is you won't be missing anything that affects the overall story arc. However, there are some important things that happened in this episode, and it's definitely an exciting episode that you're not going to want to miss. So come on and join us. It should be fun, it doesn't cost a lot of money, and it's a 4th of July celebration given to you by TFA Entertainment. So come join us at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment.
Keep attacking! Gaza and King Vadis are ready to fall. That's it. Push forward.
The king has been hit! The king has been hit!
I am fine. Press on. Do not lose our advantage.
Alexander!
Hypatia.
I have you, Alexander. I have you. Where is the physician?
He's coming.
You're the genius, are you not?
Well...
Can you help him?
I'm sorry. I'm not a medical doctor.
Finally.
Help me get his armor off.
Gods, the blood. Zeus, protect us.
Evasion. Evasion. You must command the fleet. Get supplies. This will be a long siege.
Of course, Your Highness.
We're gonna need to build tunnels. Dug so we can see the town.
He's out. Good. We have to find a way to stop the bleeding.
Don't you need to clear the wound of debris first?
What?
He was hit by something, right?
A catapult bolt.
I've already removed it.
If a piece of metal is still inside, the wound can get infected and he will die.
Utter nonsense.
No, it's not!
What would you have me do? Dig around in his shoulder, creating a large wound that won't close?
No, but there must be something. The blood is still spurting out, and I don't think you hit an artery.
A what?
Give me your knife.
Sir, I don't think we should do this.
Alexander trusts her counsel. Here.
You're sticking it in the fire?
Yes, I'm trying to burn off any possible infection.
She's mad. Amation! Look! The knife is glowing red.
I'm sorry, sire. This will hurt a bit.
She's killing the king!
Almost. There! Got it! Wow, that was a huge iron tip. Look at this thing!
I thought you said you weren't a physician.
I'm not.
But you may have saved the king.
Let's just say it was a team effort, right, Philip?
Yes, yes. For the men's sake, let's just say that I, the royal physician, extracted the projectile.
Of course, for the men's sake.
Destabilization imminent.
Damn it. I was afraid of this.
Talk to me, Doctor.
The particles in the string are beginning to penetrate and tear apart the ship.
No, man! I just built her!
Must we blow up the ship every time we go on a mission?
Particle destabilization in 60 seconds.
Well, how do we stop it?
I don't know. I thought I'd calibrated sufficiently for the disturbance in the quantum flux.
Lieutenant!
I'm sorry, sir. The ship is performing as it's supposed to. The string just doesn't want us to go back.
So we're just gonna blow up then?
This can't be how it ends.
45, 44, 43, 42, 41.
Abort! Cancel the string!
String cannot be disengaged mid-flight. 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30.
There has to be something. What can the bogeys be doing that we're not?
27, 26, 25.
Wait, there may be.
23, 22, 21, 20.
Where are you going?
19, 18, 17, 16.
What's happening?
Doctor, I would not advise this course of action.
Oh my god.
Someone talk to me!
She went into the string core, mid-flight.
What?
Particle destabilization averted. Arriving.
Doctor! Doctor, can you hear me?
You can't go in there, sir. It will flood the ship with Heisenberg particles.
Did it work?
Yes. Why did you go in there?
It was the only way. I had to make sure the particles were channeled back into the quantum container of the drive. I thought I had calibrated it for this trip, but I was wrong. I'm afraid my calculations aren't as good as Ace's. We're good now. I think we're good, right?
Yes, honey, we are.
Lieutenant, what is happening to her?
The particles. They flew through her to get into the quantum container. She... Oh my god.
My cellular structure is breaking down, Colonel.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Alala.
There's gotta be something we can do.
Not this time, Colonel.
She's breaking down.
Colonel. Connor, if you... If you see my father, tell him I love him.
I will, Doctor. I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Never leave a person behind, right? I hope you find Ace.
Goodbye, Doctor. Thank you for saving us all. I'm sorry. I lost her. I lost her. She was here because of me, and I lost her.
She made her own choice, Colonel. We all knew the risks.
Denise, I lost her.
Cosmic string collapse. Cosmic string collapse. Cosmic string collapse.
You guys might want to get back up here. We have a problem.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Isn't it? It makes you wonder if the gods themselves built these.
I don't believe so. I think ingenious humans did it.
Humans?
People. People like you and I.
You are so odd.
I know. It's why you like talking with me.
Indeed, my dear Ace. Indeed.
You called me Ace. Thank you.
That's your name, isn't it?
It is the one I chose. To be me.
Level with me, Ace. Are you a god yourself?
Me? No, sire. Most definitely not.
I've been told I'm a god. Or descended from Zeus himself.
Alexander, if anyone is, it must be you.
What is that there? In the sky?
I don't know.
Perhaps it's your fellow gods coming to return you to Olympus.
Perhaps.
Sally, what is happening?
The cosmic string is collapsing. We are being dragged back to the future.
At a very high rate of speed, sir.
I've got no control over the ship! We're riding a wave!
Time wave?
A reflection wave. Ace was always better at this stuff. But we may have bounced off this time, and it's sending us back where we came from.
You kidding me? This was all for nothing? We lost Asamara for nothing?
We may be losing us all for nothing if I can't get this tub under control.
Sally, can you help stabilize us?
Of course.
Then do it, you kilobyte brain!
Mr. Borman, there is no need for you to be disrespectful.
Sally, please.
Yes, Colonel. Stabilizing now.
We're back at the base.
I wasn't sure we were going to make it.
Not all of us did.
Military police, place both Lieutenant Colonel Dannard and Lieutenant Cox under arrest.
Sir, I...
Not a word, Colonel.
Sir, I'm sorry, I must. Cox and the others were coerced by me.
Sir, no.
I am the one responsible for taking the bee.
Where is Dr. Alala?
We lost her.
And I know you didn't retrieve Ace.
That's correct, sir.
I know, because she's right here.
What?
Ace!
Oh my god, girl. It's so amazing to see you.
Thank you, guys.
How did you make it back?
I believe I can answer that.
Henrik Alala?
Yes, Colonel. I have returned, and I have some valuable intelligence for you. Now, where did you say my daughter is?
End of record. At this time, Henrik Alala has refused to cooperate with Continuum Base staff. He is very upset about the loss of Dr. Asamara Alala, as we all are. Lieutenant Colonel Connor Dannard and Second Lieutenant Denise Cox have been placed in the brig for mutiny. The General shall decide their fate soon. Personal note. Dr. Alala has always supported my inclusion in the project and believed in me as an artificial life form. She treated me with dignity and as an equal. She will be missed. Please return the audio file containment device to the courier upon exiting the secured room.
Continuum Force was created by Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment. If you like this program and would like for it to continue, please consider joining our Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to exclusive Patreon content, behind-the-scenes interviews and footage, as well as early delivery of the new episode and access to episodes that won't be released to the public. The part of Connor Dannard was played by Marcus Sally. Buzz Borman was played by J.C. Delatorre. Eli was played by Dr. Scott Vigay. Sharon was played by Debbie Vigay. Denise Cox was played by Rita Delatorre. CTC Sally was voiced by Calliope Collicott. Ace Barber was played by Jesse Johnson. Usamara Alala was played by Amy Seville. General O'Shaughnessy was played by Boyd Barrett. Other contributing voices guest starring in this episode included Paul Arbizi as Alexander, Carl A. Nordman as Henrik Alala, Pete Lutz as Hephaestion, and Connor Juziak as Philip the Royal Physician. This episode was written by J.C. Delatorre. It was produced, directed, and edited by J.C. Delatorre. This episode is a work of fiction. Any similarities to the living or dead, past or present, is purely coincidental. Historical figures' events are a mixture of real history and fictionalized content. A great resource for the life of Alexander the Great is the biography, Alexander the Great, His Life and His Mysterious Death, by Anthony Everett. We encourage you to go to your local library and learn more about Alexander and many other historical figures. To our ace pals, we hope you enjoyed this episode and that it represented your group in a respectful and dignified manner. If any of our broadcasts offended you, please contact me at jc@transmissionsfromatlantis.com and we will discuss it. Until next time, thank you for listening to Continuum Force.
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs, practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.